Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's time to turn off the lights and turn on the dark.
Chilling tales for dark nights.
Good evening, listener, and welcome back to Chilling Tales for Dark Nights. I'm your host, Steve Taylor. Tonight's episode is built on memory, on violence buried just beneath the surface, on the things we choose to forget, and the cost of pretending that forgetting makes us clean. Before we step into tonight's darkness, though, let's take a moment to shine a little light on what's happening here at Chilling Tales for Dark Nights. Evil Idol 2025 is well underway, and the competition is only getting tighter as round two barrels forward. Voices are rising, favorites are forming, and every performance could tip the scales. Be sure to head over to our YouTube channel to catch the latest entries, reactions, and coverage. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe and ring that notification bell so you never miss a release. If you enjoy what we do here, please consider following the show and leaving us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps more listeners discover the darkness and keeps these tales alive. For those craving even more, our Chilling Tales for Dark Nights membership is available now at chillingtalesfordarknights.com for just $7.99 a month or at a discounted annual rate. Members receive ad-free episodes, early access, exclusive bonus content, and full access to our premium archive. And be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok for updates, announcements, and glimpses behind the scenes. Now then, what happens when a life spent avoiding consequences finally reaches its end? What waits in the hallways when the lights go out and there's nowhere left to run? Let's find out. Tonight's tale comes from acclaimed horror author Elford Alley. This story is featured courtesy of our friends at Velox Books and comes from Elford's chilling collection, We Will Find a Place for You, a collection of short horror stories, available now on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, Kindle ebook, and audiobook formats. This story is performed by Felipe Ojeda, with production by Aaron Sowicki. So dim the lights, settle in, and prepare yourself for a reckoning long overdue. We present El Muerto.
"Door open," he called out. He meant to bark a stern order, but uttered only a hoarse wheeze. The nurse rolled her eyes and left the door open a crack. With the winter approaching, the nights grew cold enough that the staff would no longer humor him. Windows closed, so did doors. Avenues of escape cut off. Virgil Williamson was dying, a former Texas Ranger clocking his last hours at a nursing home in Leonard, Texas, far north of Dallas, nearly in Oklahoma as far as he was concerned. Virgil Williamson was decorated for his time, for his valor. On the dresser across from his bed sat an old black TV, along with a tan cattleman hat, his badge, and a bolo tie, all resting on a folded bandana square. The last pair of LaChase boots he wore before being confined to a wheelchair, a gift from his daughter, rested by the door. The building aged as quickly and gradually as the residence. Fluorescent lights flickered. The doors on resident rooms never slammed. Everything closed slowly. Everything unwound and deteriorated just as gradually as the people confined inside. You're left in dim rooms, with the stench of ammonia and bleach ever present. Depending on who was manning the nurse's station, you may hear a little Ray Price or Haggard echoing down the hall. Virgil Williamson always wondered what it was like to know. His mother knew. So did his father. His daughter knew. Everyone knew when their time approached. He finally knew, but for the life of him, he couldn't explain how. But Virgil Williamson was dying, and desperate to avoid his final ride, his face-to-face with a monster.
"I didn't think it was you."
Her voice pulled Virgil from his ruminations. The nurse opened the door. He didn't know this woman. She was older. Her scrubs were bright blue, and she was thin. She clenched her jaw and shook her head at him, the muscles in her neck tight.
"You remember me?"
she asked. Virgil shook his head. She walked forward and lowered herself down, nearly sitting on the floor by his bed.
"How about now?"
she asked. Virgil said nothing, but he remembered.
"Yeah, you remember me. You remember my son. You killed him. Remember?"
The boy. Virgil was off duty, but something about the kid bugged him. He didn't belong there, Virgil thought. Not his kind. He followed him around the convenience store by his house, started asking questions. But the kid just looked at the ground. He couldn't respond. He wouldn't talk. Virgil yelled. He pushed. The kid wouldn't respond. He wouldn't say anything. Virgil demanded his attention. He demanded respect. The last thing Virgil noticed before the kid bolted away and took three in the back were tears on his face. Virgil would often joke it was a timing issue. If he'd just shot the kid 20 years earlier, he'd been fine. They laughed. His fellow officers laughed along with him. They even agreed that the kid would have been gunned down by one of his own soon enough. But he was forced into early retirement just the same. An example to be made, finally thrown out the door. The others never understood him, but he understood what the Texas Rangers were supposed to be. What all lawmen were supposed to be. Before these soft times, before they were investigators in the Texas Department of Public Safety. When they were men.
"Why'd he run?"
Virgil asked. He tried to sit up taller in his bed, but she rose and stood over him. He felt like he was shrinking in real time, withering under her gaze.
"Because he was facing a killer. Why'd you shoot him? I never got an answer. You said he was suspicious. You said the big cowboy, the Texas Ranger, feared for his life. Marcus? My Marcus? But tell me, why?"
Virgil shifted in his bed. He got his eyes down to his hands, which gripped the quilt on his bed.
"It's too late now. Nothing to be done. No one to punish you. Just tell me. I was transferred here to cover a shift, and here you are. After all these years, just tell me.
Virgil cleared his throat.
I know you must be hurting.
You know nothing. Nothing. There's so utterly little you know about me. About people.
Virgil looked up at her.
I was a ranger. I saved lives.
You had a record, and they covered for you as long as they could. I read all about you. Then you, the big, tough ranger, shot a kid in the back. He was 15. But look at you now. You got your badge out, I see. But where are your pictures?
Pictures?
Virgil asked.
Family? Friends? When people end up here, the ones they love bring them photos. They hang up pictures. You got nothing but bare walls. No one is waiting for you. Are they?
No, thought Virgil. One person is. He discovered the truth before they drummed him out. Someone has been waiting for the likes of him for 180 years. She shook her head, folded her arms across her chest, and turned to go to the door.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Virgil called out to her. He could talk to her. He could even beg for mercy. He pulled himself from his bed and practically collapsed into his wheelchair. He desperately forced the chair around the bed and to the door. But she already left and closed it behind her. He pushed it open and rolled out of the room. The hallway was empty. Only the flickering lights and the hum of the air conditioner. Then lights cut out. It didn't flicker. There was no click of a switch. The halls darkened. The wind rose, and hot wind that scattered sand down the hall, crackling like sleet on a rooftop. Now another sound greeted him. A distinct one. Something heavy echoing down the hall from the darkened lobby. He could hear the thuds louder now. Hooves on carpet. Now hooves on tile. Only the rangers know. For every skeleton dragged into the light from their past, one remains firmly locked away from the public consciousness. He didn't believe the stories at first, even after seeing the first body. Virgil gasped and forced the chair back into his room, closing the door behind him. El Muerto. For every ill deed of their past that came to light, no one but fellow rangers knew about El Muerto. He was barely 35 when Virgil became a Texas Ranger, one of the youngest to join in the modern era. On one of the first cases, he would be brought to a ranch home in West Texas, to the body of a retired Texas Ranger. The paper said died of old age after a lifetime of service to the Lone Star State. No mention would be made of the fact that he was found a quarter of a mile from his front door, covered in dirt, his palms and knees bloodied and raw like he'd been crawling in the dirt. A man named Erics, who acted as Virgil's mentor in those early years, accompanied him to the scene. The victim's head was missing, his neck a cauterized stump. Virgil stood in shock, looking at the body curled in the dirt next to a sentry plant, as if he tried to take refuge under the sprawling agave leaves.
You see this here, Williamson?
Eric spat.
What the hell happened?
Virgil asked. what happens to a lot of us. You gotta keep your nose clean, Williamson. Watch yourself. Watch myself? Virgil laughed. Eric's only nodded. A heavy man who spoke little. He served the state for decades, and his face wore a permanent scowl. He pulled off his Stetson just long enough to brush back his thinning hair. We do things differently these days. There's a reason, boy. Otherwise, when you're old and ready to shuffle off, you might end up the same. He'd seen the bodies of many retired rangers. The agency hid paperwork and accounts, far from prying eyes of the Department of Public Safety and journalists, going back to the mid-1800s. Rangers who had statuses in their honors, immortalized in film and TV with glowing bios, often went into the ground with their hat laid over a burnt stump. Eric's did. Virgil knew he would too. In his room, he could hear the horse and rider moving up and down the hall again. Now, even the hum of the air conditioner dissipated. Right now, El Muerto waited. The birth of El Muerto, the origins of this Lone Star boogeyman, are well known to many. You don't have to look long to find the tale, often told with a knowing grin, and with a longing for the days when men were men, free to brutalize as their battered consciences would allow. When they were true lawmen, as Virgil would say. After all, every Texas Ranger has Mexican blood. It's on his boots. That's the old saying. One Virgil heard since childhood. How many bled into the dirt and out on the sidewalks during La Hora de Sangria? How many children died writhing during the Porvenir massacre? There are no numbers. No graves for the many buried in deserts, or left lynched in trees, or burned at stakes. All for land grabs. All for greed. All for Texas. Measureless blood, countless bodies, buried and mourned in deserts, hill country villages, and tall forests. The no man's land between the Natchez and the Rio Grande, being the main stage for the Texas Rangers' reign of terror. But it would be one, a single death that could bring retribution. A single death in a forgotten stretch of hardscrabble West Texas earth. The story goes that a bandit stole some horses, including Mustangs that belonged to a Texas Ranger. Two of them, Creed Taylor and Bigfoot Wallace, decided to hunt them down and get the horses back. They found a man sleeping in a makeshift campsite near the herd, took him to the perpetrator, and decided arrest was too little. A court, inconvenient. Justice, unnecessary. Instead, as many Lone Star folklorists have said, with a laugh and a twinkle in their eye, an example was to be made. They beheaded him. Whether he was alive or dead during the ordeal was never clear, but for an outfit renowned throughout the 19th and 20th centuries for their cruelty and antipathy toward all who wasn't white, and the fact this gentleman wasn't either, we can assume they opted for the cruelest approach. With hunting knives, they sawed through skin, muscle, and ligament, pulled his head free, and lashed it to the saddle of his horse. They took the body of the man known simply as Vidal and tied the corpse upright, hands bound to the saddle horn, and set the horse free. The creature roamed for weeks, maybe months, or years, according to some variations, before someone had mercy to remove the corpse, or or simply shoot the horse. Virgil read many retellings. While some details changed, a few were set in stone. In the desert of West Texas, two figures with almost godlike status in the pantheon of Texas fathers beheaded a man and tied him to a horse to send a message, or probably just for laughs. They would brag about the incident for decades to come. The headless rider would become El Muerto, and his ghost would be rumored to ride the escarpments and plateaus throughout the scattered islands of trees and scrub. Perhaps he would rear up after riding through the clear waters of the Neches. A ghost story. A fairy tale.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Now, here sat Virgil Williamson, the dying Texas Ranger, a lawman out of time, born in the wrong era, who wanted to dispense justice as he saw fit, to whom he saw deserving. In the hall, the heavy hooves clacked on the floor. They became so heavy, so forceful, he expected the floor itself shattered underneath it. But then again, no one ever found hoof prints at the scene, did they? There was never blood on the ground. There was never a head found. The last case he saw before his own forced retirement was Eric's. The door to his room burst open. A wave of burning air shot forth and sucked the oxygen from his lungs. Virgil fell from his chair and onto the ground, choking. His fingers grasped at the rocky soil and bare ground. He turned over onto his back, but there was no horse or rider. He heard the river running nearby, the sun long set, but the heat coated him like an oppressive blanket. He sat up and could see the bombing light of a nearby campfire. Virgil called out for help and crawled to the campsite. The fire was only a few feet away in another clear patch among the scattered walnut trees and brush. The rocks and grit tore at his gown and then his skin. He winced and dragged himself further, his arms shaking as pebbles dug into his elbows. In the clearing now, he called out once more, but no one heard. Instead, he watched two men struggle to hold down a third, taking swigs from a bottle and working a knife back and forth across the shaking man's neck. Here they are, heroes and lawmen. Here's Bigfoot Wallace, dressed in a long coat like a military scout. Creed Taylor, his beard growing white, and a black wide-brimmed hat on his head. The two legends laughingly beheaded a man, spraying themselves with blood and drinking booze. A horse entered the clearing, a corpse atop a saddle, a head tied and bound in leather straps to the saddle. There was no putrid scent, no cloud of pestilence. They wouldn't dare. The rider undid the head with ease, and the dried, cured skin of Eric's was clearly visible to Virgil, the Texas Ranger, the sobbing lawman. The head dropped to the ground, no longer needed. The men beheading Vidal played over and over, a moment kept alive with campfire tales and folklore, winking nods to the glory days of the Lone Star State. They didn't see the other heads. Most little more than bleached skulls strewn around them. Virgil saw. As many Texas Rangers have. As many lawmen will. He sees it now. So clear. The price hate brings. The actions bred by cruelty, and the ghosts kept alive by them. Virgil screamed when he found himself transported, now laying on the bedroll by the campfire. He struggled under the calloused grips of Bigfoot Wallace and Creed Taylor, struggled away from the knives and laughing faces and eager eyes. The headless figure remained seated on the horse, skeletal, a creature with eyes rolled back and foam on its lips. The rider waited patiently for his latest adornment. The hooves from his steed glistened in the fire, as did his boots, a sheen of crimson.
You've just heard El Muerto, written by Elford Alley, performed by Felipe Ojeda, and produced by Aaron Sawicki. It's a story about reckoning, about the violence that institutions hide, the myths that protect them, and the price paid when those myths finally collapse. It reminds us that history doesn't vanish just because it's inconvenient, and that some debts demand to be collected in blood. If this story left its mark on you, you'll want to explore the collection it comes from. We will find a place for you, a collection of short horror stories, available now on Amazon.com from Velox Books, in hardcover, paperback, Kindle ebook, and audiobook formats. Acclaimed author Elford Alley delivers a powerful collection of stories centered on inevitability and the terrible lengths people will go in order to avoid it. From a grieving father attempting the unthinkable to keep his child alive, to a contractor uncovering something buried beneath a haunted house, to an entire community facing plague after a drought exposes a forgotten cemetery. These stories explore what happens when death is denied and what answers back from the void. As T.J. Tranchell, author of Tell No Man, puts it, quote, Elford Alley is the heir apparent to Joe R. Lansdale, unquote. Pick up your copy of We Will Find a Place for You today on Amazon.com and discover why more readers are calling Elford Alley a voice they cannot ignore. And before we go, a reminder. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, please follow the show and leave us a 5-star rating and review. It truly helps us continue bringing these stories to life. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for Evil Idol coverage, exclusive videos, and more terrifying content. And don't forget, our Chilling Tales for Dark Nights membership awaits at chillingtalesfordarknights.com, offering ad-free listening, early access, and exclusive content for just $7.99 a month. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok to stay connected. Some foundations are laid in stone. Others are laid in blood. No matter how long they stand, what's built on bones will always remember what lies beneath. Until next time, turn off the lights and turn on the dark. Sweet dreams, listeners. Sweet dreams.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner?
a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.